Hi there. Welcome to Broad Ministries, a Christian church based in Mesa, Arizona. My name is Pastor Rory Clark. There are many ways to learn about God, and one of those ways is through songs, which do a great job of communicating the truth of the Word of God. And here at Broad Ministries, we're blessed to have one of the best singers, one of the best songwriters, and one of the best music producers, all wrapped up in a single package. Her name is June Murphy, and her songs are amazing at communicating the truth of the Word of God. Today you'll hear a song from June's third album, the Calling You to Freedom album, and today's song is Your Word Takes Me. Your Word Takes Me. So, sex. There's so much shame associated with that word. But when you think about it, God is the one who created sex. So when you hear that word, what do you think of? Thanks to God's enemy, Satan, the great distorter of all things pure, you probably think dirty, shameful, and disgusting thoughts. Actually, sex is a gift from the Lord Jesus Christ, the most deep, intimate, and personal thing a man and a woman can enjoy together. And it was created as an experience intended to teach us the relationship the Lord Jesus Christ wants to have with each one of us, a deep, intimate, and personal relationship. Psalm 37, verse 4, captures this intimacy. It says, delight yourself in the Lord, to have sex with the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Said another way, make love to the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. You know, there's so many things in the Bible that are that deep and intimate and personal, and Satan has made them shameful, and you don't want to say those things from a pulpit, but I don't mind saying those things. You've probably heard people say that the Lord Jesus Christ is their personal Savior. Well, those words don't go deep enough to express the desire of the Lord's heart for an intimate relationship with each one of his creatures. And at the center of this deep, intimate, and personal relationship with the Lord is the study of his word. You really can't have a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with the Lord unless you're listening to and digesting and being impacted and affected and influenced by his word. And so the Bible is that source of things that contains God's exact thoughts. It captures the magnificence of his perfect wishes for his creatures. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16 says, all scripture is inspired by God. Theopneustos is the Greek word. All scripture is God-breathed. God breathed into human beings who wrote down his exact thoughts without any modification of their personality or their will or any other thing, without any interference. All scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for teaching you, for reproof for you, for correction of you, for training in righteousness for you. And so God uses his word to penetrate our souls down to the very center so that we can feel his presence all through us. I tell you, every time I've ever had an argument with anybody about God, that argument is stopped dead in its tracks the minute you cite scripture. The minute you use a Bible verse, all argument ceases because the Word of God is that penetrating. And so I think June has captured the essence of a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with God in this song. The song is Your Word Takes Me. It's a very sexy song with a bossa nova beat. So let's listen to June's version of Your Word Takes Me.
Lord, you tell me you love me. Your word's a love song to my soul. You tell me I'm yours, you'll never leave me, and I will never let you go. You whisper to me with a voice that gives me hope, saying, I'm the one that you adore. I will follow wherever you lead me. Take my hand, oh Lord, I'm yours. Your word takes me places no one else can take me. Your word calms my soul like nothing ever can. Your word takes me places no one else can take me. Your tender touch soothes me so much. You stimulate my soul. Your word makes me whole. Your word takes me. Your word makes me. Your word takes me. Where only you and I can go. It has no equal. Lord, you are so gentle and kind. You're in me, I'm in you. No one can take your love from me. Your seal is on my heart. I belong to you only. No one else can take me. Your word calms my soul like nothing ever can. Your word takes me places no one else can take me. Your tender touch soothes me so much. You stimulate my soul. Your love makes me whole. Your word makes me. Your word takes me. Where only you and I can go.
beautiful song that captures intimacy in its purest form. And when you hear words like sex and intimacy and make love to the Lord, if your mind can't even wrap itself around how sex and making love would even connect to the Lord, then you've been affected by the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of death, and they've successfully connected in your head shame and distortion and nastiness in the matter of sex. And you know, where does that all start? It starts with our parents, especially when our parents don't understand what sex is and don't want to explain what sex is to us because they're ashamed to do it. And then all of a sudden we walk around in this life with this distorted view. And of course, you would never want to mention this from the pulpit, because you might run a whole bunch of people off because you said the sex word in the pulpit or a bad word or something else that's just the reality of our lives. And the reality of our life is this, that the Lord always intended that he would be the initiator in our lives and that we would simply respond. And that's intimacy, and that's sex, and that's making love, and that is obedience. That's what it is. And June captured the beauty of that magnificently in this song. And I love this song because an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ is a closeness that transcends all relationships and captures our deepest unspoken desires in words. I love that song. I love the Lord, and I love the relationship he created for us with him, a deep, intimate and personal relationship. Psalm 95:1 says this, "Oh, come, let us sing for joy to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation." We dedicate the closing moments of our lesson today to anyone who is watching or anyone who's listening who no longer wants to live under the slavery and the rulership of God's enemy, Satan, the distortion. To anyone who wants to have a deep, intimate, and personal relationship with the one and only God, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That God who loves you unconditionally, the faithful one, the one who forgives all your sins, the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Acts chapter 2, verse 21 says this, "And it shall be that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, everyone, whosoever, will be saved." And right now, you can call on the name of the Lord by telling God the Father that you believe in his Son. And that's the moment of eternal life for you. Believing in the Lord Jesus Christ is the best and most important decision that you can make in your lifetime. It is a simple 5-word request that gets you to heaven. "Father, I believe in Christ." For a thief being crucified next to Jesus, it was a 9-word request. Luke chapter 23, verses 42 and 43 say this, "The repentant thief," the thief who was an unbeliever, who turned 180 degrees and moved and toward a relationship with the Lord, said to Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." 9 words. And Jesus said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise," one of the people that we'll meet in heaven. Let today be the day that you stop putting off the best decision of your life. You won't ever regret believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and counting on him to accomplish your salvation. Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved, and then grow by means of grace in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. In John chapter 3, verse 36, the Lord himself says this, "He who believes in the Son has eternal life," the resurrection life, right at that moment. "But he who does not obey the command to believe in the Son will not see the resurrection life, but instead the wrath of God, the lake of fire, abides on him." Come out of slavery and into the freedom of the resurrection life. Well, if you like these short lessons, visit our website at barahministries.com. That's B-A-R-A-H ministries.com. We have 2 different 1-hour lessons per week to edify your spiritual life. And you can hear all of June's music there. Keep on singing. I'm Pastor Rory Clark.